After the open, guys.
The whole open?
No.
Just part
just
of
halfway
it.
Through. Just halfway through
that first AMRAP.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the open.
Yeah.
Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, unless you want to jump up and say you won the open. Like, yeah, so I won the open.
If you didn't hear it yet.
Oh, shit.
All right. We're live. Whatever episode this is. We are now officially on the Proven Podcast, and we've got two of our brand new athletes.
Brand new. Oh,
that's insulting. That's not true.
Brand new building, and athletes.
Sorry.
It's like,
redact that. We've got Sydney M and Sydney W. Mm-hmm. Now for the people at home.
And me.
And this guy.
And Shane.
You guys probably know him. For the people at home, we're going to do this one time. How do you pronounce your last name?
Mikalishan.
We heard it. And we're going to do our best. Yeah.
Could you say it?
Can you guys?
Mikalishan.
Easy. Yeah. Now we got
cool.
it.
Cool.
So, Shane.
So let's work around the table. Let's see if we.
All right.
All right. I'm working on it. Okay.
Sydney M and Sydney W. That's what we're going to say. So Sydney M, you've been here for what, 2 months?
Yes, I think so.
And give us a summary so far. What's been going on? How have you liked everything? You and Jarrett and Lucy and Caroline have been here for the beginning of the 2024 season. You guys come from a different camp before, and now you're brand new to our camp. What are your thoughts?
It's honestly been such an incredible change. I have been a part of a camp before I came from Comptrain, and that was, I spent 2 years there. I was working out with athletes, and I really thrive in like the camp environment. I love having training partners. So to come here and to come into such a like professional environment, I just feel like that has been like the biggest mindset shift for me and something that I've just like fallen in love with. So that probably has been the number one thing that I'm just like so grateful for and so happy to be a part of. 2 months has flown by, to be honest. I can't even believe I've been here for 2 months already. I feel like I just got here. And I feel like Sid and I have like worked out, like I feel like I have not just been working out with you for like,
yeah,
like we've probably only done like 3 workouts together so far, but I'm like, it feels so natural, and like everyone here has been so great. It's been such an easy adjustment.
Yeah, because you guys get along pretty well already. Like, I've been back here, what, 3 minutes? And I can't tell you guys apart sometimes in terms of how well you guys are connecting. So that's been pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah, you guys, you met it, well, I mean, before the gym was open, you went to Trivium and you guys were training together. How did you feel about having another Sydney coming into our camp?
Oh, I mean, the name doesn't do anything for me, but I'm just so happy to have a female training partner.
It's been good. So yeah. You guys are now every day. So who's here? It's you guys. It's Luis. Now Tia is back. And then we've got some of our teen athletes. So mm-hmm. RJ and Riley. What, Sydney W, what's mm-hmm. been the coolest thing now that we have our own building? You've got your own space. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want.
A lot of change, obviously. Like,
yeah.
From you, where we were last year.
You're really
year.
The only athlete now that is here every single day that's been through
ooh,
everything,
that's
right? That's, you're the OG now, which is crazy.
I know. That is wild, honestly. It's been great. I love the new space. It's so nice. And like she said, it feels like a lot more professional getting to walk in and like have the freedom to do whatever we want since it's our own space. And just having everyone around has been so great because I haven't been training with anyone recently. Well, before now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I mean, the off season was long, right? Yeah. It was one of those things where we had to piece together a lot of you go here, I go here, and we'll just figure it out. So it's definitely worth it now, I think. And to have Tia back has been awesome.
Yeah.
So I think once we get through the open, we get through quarterfinals and things like that to where we're training for the games, that'll be a cool opportunity for everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that was our goal too, right? We spoke about it briefly, last week or so. Like our objective here, right, was to create a professional space for you guys to make your own and to feel comfortable completely within that. And it's been awesome to have the asset of Jarrett and yourself, obviously, being here. You are old news to me. In a good way. But it's just been awesome to see you guys come here and really, like, live up to the values that we're trying to uphold here. For me, it's like, because I actually came in pretty late to the sequence of when you guys officially moved in, I've loved it. I just love that you guys are utilizing the space to its full and respecting it. But just capitalizing on what we've tried to create here. So it's been awesome for us to see you guys take advantage of it too.
Have you guys enjoyed the community aspect of the affiliate? Like, it's been, for us, at least 2.5 years to where we didn't really have a community. It was just kind of us doing our own thing. I don't know if you guys had much at your gym you were at before where you interacted with those people. But yeah, it's cool here, right, because these people were all meeting for the first time. You're getting to know some more people. So how's that been?
I love having members around. Like, I think it's so fun. Back where I was, I've always been a part of, like, the members' lives. And, like, and they get invested in what we're doing. Yeah. And I think it's just, like, such a cool supportive environment where, like, they come into the gym, they're working hard, they're here for an hour, maybe two, but, like, to have a relationship with the members, for them to, like, message you or, like, come up to you, like, after you're done training and to, like, ask you how things are going, how the season's going, it's like they really care. Mm-hmm. And I think it makes, like, it makes my day better, and I think it makes their day better. So I love the community aspect of it.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing, like, all the support that they provide, and, like, they're just so encouraging. Like, the other day I was doing, like, shoulder taps or something, and someone was like, that was so cool.
They'll make you feel good, that's yeah, for sure. And exactly. I think the coolest thing is, like, we've done the community sweat workouts where I don't think, and we talked about this in one of our first podcasts, was I don't think community members expect you guys to jump into that, and we definitely don't. But it's been cool that you guys have just jumped right in, use it as a little bit of a warm-up, and kind of at least get to know some new people, which is awesome, because those days have been maybe not even our members, just people from the community. And you've done a lot with the community in Nashville in the past.
Yeah.
But it's got to be cool now that they're actually connected a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in. But we've been joining the classes lately. I don't know if you know. And I think it's fair to say our bodies
it's not good.
Feeling it. Yeah, good. We haven't been training too much lately, have we? So we did hang power snatches yesterday. Yep. And my upper quads from where the barbell touches.
That's how Bruce. You know it's a bad.
They're ruined.
Yeah.
Ruined. Yeah. Absolutely to bits.
Now we don't have an excuse because we've got our own gym.
Yeah, no. But
before I was like, we don't want to get in the way of anybody.
But I think it's been good. Like, it's been good for us to, like, jump in and be a part of the community from our side of things, right? Like, we're so not disconnected, but we work with you guys at the top end. It's like this expectation of what we think is deemed, like, the norm. Mm-hmm. Then we physically try to do it, and I'm like, well, hang on. Strip that bar back, buddy. You know, I mean, maybe we could do it.
We're doing barbell warm-ups, and we're just shaking the whole time. Mitch is putting us
I did forget how long warm-ups are in classes.
We don't warm up. We don't warm up. Now we do.
Oh, we do now.
Now we do. Yeah. We are fully bought in now, which is good.
Warm-ups are important, guys.
They're extremely important.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I mean, you guys warm up more than anybody I know. So
yes. We warm up all your whole class. We're still warming up.
Yes, probably true.
That's facts, yeah. Which
your
is not a bad
thing.
Your
warm-ups are long.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Let's go into last season. So for you, this was a huge year.
Yeah.
Like, I know we've talked about it massive amount of times. Like, I don't know if anybody in this room saw that coming for your first year with us. Like, we wanted you to make the games. We knew there was a lot of potential there. But to see how well you did was, like, far exceeded our expectations. What did you think about how last year went? And then how did that give you confidence going into this year?
Yeah, honestly, like, of course the goal was to make it to the games. But after competing at Granite Games, I didn't do very well. So I was like, I just don't know if it's, like, in the cards, like, this soon. Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, semis was just, it started off pretty
rough.
A
roller coaster there.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Well, the Ruck Muscle Up workout did not go as planned. Well, I mean, I knew I wasn't going to do good at it, but I didn't think I was going to do that bad.
This is a safe space. Did you get dead last in that workout?
I think so. Okay. I think I got, like, 58th, but I think that was because two people dropped out.
Hey, that's not dead last.
I'm sure.
That's a win.
No, it's dead last, but it wasn't 60th.
I think somebody's probably done the math, but you may be the only person that's got a bottom five finish and then made the games
no
before.
That's, like, actually incredibly impressive. Like, you, like, to think of how well that you have to, like, how well you have to perform on all the other ones to get a dead last, like, that's, like, one weakness.
Like,
but how good are all your other
workout
things
than everybody.
Yep, honestly. Yeah, you just lost point, like,
it's
total
like
points.
That final
yeah.
event when you, like, you're already gonna make it and you can get last.
Yeah. Just the opposite, yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Hey, let's make, like, this hard for myself.
Like, that was, I, like, start from behind. You're like, let's just start like this.
And no, then I was never in the final heat until the final event.
That's cool.
Were you Were you in the top 10, the final one?
Yeah, I was eighth.
So at least, so you're in the final heat of the last one. Do you know that you made the games?
No. Well, going back to the Ruck workout, it's funny because everyone was like, like, what was it like knowing that, like, you weren't going to make the games after?
People asked you that.
Yeah, like, they thought I was, like, out. Right. No. Like now people yeah. okay, ask okay. me like, how did it feel? And I'm like, I actually never thought that there was no way I was going to make it.
Cool.
Yeah, because I knew that running workout was going to go really well. So.
And hey, I think that just quietly a world record.
Yeah. He's trying to skip to the last yeah. event. I'm like, what about the running event?
Yeah. But isn't that fascinating though? People retain like a bottom finish rather than yeah. the success
True.
Of
winning
an event. Because for me, from where I stand, it's harder to win an event than it is to come last 100%. In an event. You know what I mean? Like, so
for sure.
I think that's the perspective of sometimes media can like just hone in on some of the elements that make a better title than some of the success stories or the showcase of what you've been working on in the off season too. But anyway, so when did it come to fruition that you actually made the games last year?
So like
when you finished the finish line, you looked across and you saw, okay, I'm ahead of ABC athletes, or when they called out your name?
Well, the whole weekend I didn't want to know what place I was in. So okay. I had no idea until the last event. My sister was like, I think you need to know because I think you're going to be like a little bit more relaxed. So then they told me I was in eighth. And so mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, like that's when I was like, I think I'm going to make it.
Wow.
Cool.
So yeah. you were the only time you were in that final heat was
the last event.
Bike, toes to bar. And, mm-hmm. Oh my God.
And that was a good like that's
yeah,
a
I
event.
Didn't do as well as I thought though.
You were cocky. You were like, I made it. It's over.
I
don't need to try on this one.
No, but honestly, it's actually funny because now that Caroline Stanley is mm-hmm. proven, we were next to each other and we both finished like at the end of our heat. I mean, we weren't like last in the heat, but we weren't like
the
top. Yeah,
I can't imagine you might know more. That can't be a great workout for her.
She's smaller, so the bike isn't, yeah, that's probably not. Yeah. A strong one for her.
Because I think she was sweating a little bit more.
Like, well, yeah, we were like next to each other and we're like.
She is. She's like a really strong athlete, but she's small.
Yeah.
So like
she got
lifts.
Second at Linda.
Yeah.
She told us the other day. She said, yeah, I didn't have, what was your weights for the dumbbell? 50s?
Yeah, so
60s.
It was 60s?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, I didn't have 60s, so I just used the 70s in training.
And then went to do Linda and got second.
Yeah.
Yeah, she crushed that. Yeah. That was awesome.
That was a cool workout to watch. And I don't think I watched her last year. I didn't even know who she was, honestly, like while we were at semifinals last year because she was a rookie. Like yep. I think she was just coming. Yep. So it'll be cool to kind of go back and watch some film on that to see how she did, which is awesome. So you make the games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was a pretty crazy weekend. Like overall for all of us. I mean, this guy wasn't around. He just left us all to dry.
Well, I'm up at 3 a.m. watching this guy. What's happening right now?
Yeah.
So it was a bit different for me, but mm-hmm. but anyway.
But that was a stressful weekend. Like, because I mean, you were, let's just call it what it is. You were one of our only athletes that was doing really well.
Yeah.
So much adversity with injuries and things were happening. Did that play into your mental aspect of it at all?
I mean, it was super stressful. Never did I think that like I would ever be in that position with my sister mm-hmm. not being in a great position. So that was like very mentally taxing because I wanted to be happy for me, but I was also like really stressed out for her.
I gotta imagine that'll be probably one of your most stressful events you ever have. To be honest, you may never feel like that again.
Yeah, like when I made it to the games, I was so happy, but I was like, this doesn't feel like I thought I was supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Because I wanted to do it with her.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we felt the same, right? Like, we had good wins, like you and Will did a really good job, but we also had some tough moments, right, where we had two athletes that got hurt, things you just can't control. So it was an up and down for sure. But mm-hmm. so you make the games. We are now almost 12 months since then.
Well, what about the games? How was the games?
Oh, yeah, let's jump into it.
You just fast-forwarded the biggest thing of my career. Tell us about the games.
It
How
was awesome.
That?
This year I was mainly focused on just like
year. You can do it this year too.
No. Just like having fun with it and getting some experience. It was super weird because I'd been to so many games watching mm-hmm, my sister. For sure. Being on the other side was completely different. But it was super rewarding because I don't think I've ever worked so hard for anything in my life.
And now, Sid, tell everyone where you finished at the games.
I got 28th.
28th.
Did you feel
yeah, 28th like, in the world?
Yeah.
You know, in a craft, you know, like that's a crazy achievement there, right? Like, I don't Thanks. Think you want to play that down. But what about the games in itself? Like, was there any particular lesson or any highlight that you loved? Any takeaways from that? Did it live up to the expectation of, like, what you perceived the games to be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think about how to word this. Yeah. It didn't go like I thought it would. I felt like I was just like in my head a little bit just because of like all the athletes I was competing against. So I think I just like, I think I had a lot more to give, basically.
Mm-hmm. And do you think like that lesson there is something that you're well conscious of?
For sure.
Yeah, rookie year, like you've dealt with it. I'm sure it's one of those things where you can either go with it as like, hey, this is going to be the funnest thing I've ever done and have no expectations. But I think if you want to do this for your career and you want to make this into something that 5-10 years from now you're still doing, you're going to put some more pressure on yourself, right? So that's interesting to hear. So did you have a favorite event? What was your favorite event at the games?
I think the most fun one was the handstand one with the pullovers, especially because it was just like a new movement that no one had done and I could do it. So that was fun.
How many pullovers did you do?
It was 16. Then I'm unbroken.
Did you pay him to bring that up?
Yeah. Oh, I just remember that because I think that was one of those work because we were back there and and I think I just remember like counting your reps and live time and going, when is she coming down? She's not coming down. Yeah. Why would she stop at 13? Like thinking like, because I think there was a pause at the top and then you kept going and going.
Wait, like, how many was it?
16.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's called Unbroken.
Did you enjoy the events that you didn't know beforehand that were just released maybe the day of or the day before? Or are you somebody that likes to have practice and do them a week in advance?
I used to think I didn't like to know them because then, like, it's all I think about before I go to sleep at night. But I actually do love getting to practice.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I'm both. I like knowing them for semis, but I love at the games not knowing. Yeah. I feel I like it just kind of evens. Yeah.
As long as it gives everybody this. Right? Yeah. Like, as long as if no one knows, then that's a great position to be in. But if everyone knows, then you obviously want to know too, right? Mm-hmm. And then you can prepare for it.
I think it's so fun to see who's able to figure it out on the fly and like with minimal time to like come up with a strategy without testing it. Like you've had all year to train and do quarters and semis and test workouts and find the best strategy. I feel like it's like you're testing that when you go to the games.
Yeah.
Can you come up with what you think is the best and then like execute it? So I like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think you guys are both. You were good athletes. You did athletics your whole life and played sports. So I think that comes down to it a lot, where a lot of people that may have just started in CrossFit rather be the, hey, I want to know this 4 months in advance so I can get every single transition down, which at the games is going to pay off huge for you guys, because if you can just figure stuff out on the fly, that's one of the biggest skills that we can't teach. Like, we can try, right? But it's one of those things where you either have it or you don't. And hopefully that you can build a little bit as you go as a CrossFit athlete. So,
but Sydney Ann, what sport did you play when you were in college? College or high school? Both?
Really. College and high school. I played volleyball. So I've been playing volleyball since I was 13. And then back home, we call it university. So like your college is like our university. Yeah. So I did 2 years on my university volleyball team.
That's crazy.
So that was my sport. That was my thing.
When I first saw you, I thought you were a swimmer.
That's awesome.
Because of her lats and shoulders.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, people are always like, oh my gosh, you must have a swimming background. And I'm like, just wait till you see me swim.
I wish.
My sister has a swimming background, but then I decided I did gymnastics first a little bit and then just did all volleyball.
Yeah.
That helps, I'm sure. Gymnastics.
It does.
And you did track, right?
Yeah.
And what was your track? Like, what was the event that you actually specialized in?
The 400.
Dang, that's an aggressive one too.
That's a great one for CrossFit. Yeah, very useful.
Yeah. And you did the relay team.
Yeah, in the 4x4.
Oh, it was a 4x4. I thought it was a 4x1. Okay.
Oh, no. So it's 400s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So let's move on to Sydney M of last year. You were on the demo team, which
was
a big difference from going to the games as an athlete, I'm sure.
Yes.
Is that something you really enjoyed? Like, I know obviously you want to be at the games, but was this a good opportunity for you?
It was. It was honestly such a good opportunity. Like, when I got the email asking if I wanted to go, I was like, very emotional about it. I was so torn. Like, my gut reaction was, no way. I'm like, I can't be at the games. Like, I was like, I'm just going to be upset the whole weekend. Like, I'm not ready to go. Like, I felt like I needed more time to be like away.
When did they reach out to you? Sorry. Like, is it like months before, weeks before?
I would say like a month and a half.
Okay.
Like, they probably.
So enough time to like, I better get back in the gym and do something.
Yeah. Because I usually So after semis, I went home to Winnipeg and I spent like immediately. Like I literally just came home, flew back to Boston. Whoa, I almost knocked that over.
That would have been great for the show. Brandon would have been happy about that.
I went back to Boston, honestly packed a suitcase, and I went home for like a month, month and a half, just because I'm like, I'm not going to train right now. I just need some like time off. Then I ended up flying back to Boston to start training again. I had some off-season comps that I was looking forward to doing. So I was really excited for that. It honestly doesn't take me very long to get excited again, you know? Like, I love what I do. So, like, yeah, it was a really, like, hard experience. But after, like, a month, I was like, okay, I'm ready. So then when I got that email, I was like, oh, I don't know. And then I messaged Jarrett, and I was like, hey, I got an email for the demo team. And he was like, do you want to? And I was like, hell yes. Oh, I was like, 100% yes, I want to do it. So that was honestly such a cool experience. Like, I love meeting new people in the space as well and learning from them and like seeing what they do. And then also getting to test the events. Like, I was like, I want to play with all this stuff. Like, I want to touch the pig this year. That's a full year that I would not get to touch that or do all these other things. And getting to just work with Dave and Boz like really closely for 2 weeks, I feel like that helped me so much, like see where their heads are at, what they like, what they don't like, what
was there a lot of back and forth in those conversations? I don't know if you're allowed to say, but like was
between how
micro detailed are they going, like, oh, let's move the sandbag to the left 3 feet, or is it like, nope, we're scratching that?
No, I think we retested one workout 9 different ways with the smallest adjustments, like just getting it right. Like, I love that because it's exhausting. Like, I worked so hard that week leading up to the games that I was like, once the games came around, I was like, no, I felt proud of like my effort. Cool. It was like it was like a very different experience. I wasn't competing, but I felt like I was learning and I was working hard and I gave my best because they want accurate tests.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like, they're not just gonna be okay with getting a bad result. Like, they invited you there to make sure the games are what they should be. So I took that like very seriously and I was like, hey, I'm gonna like bring my best self to this experience so I can give them the best, most accurate results. So I was really happy about that.
When did the day start? They're pretty early, right? Because normally when they're rolling in, you know, like when the athletes, the athletes are rolling in, you guys are already 3 workouts deep.
Yeah, we usually, I think we had to like get to like the back room at like 8:30. It was different. Like, the week before the games is insane.
Oh, right. Okay.
Because we're testing everything. We're just testing workouts all day. Yeah, like you start testing a workout at 9.
At the facility or you guys offsite?
I think mostly, well, this past year was mostly at the facility.
Okay.
Yeah. So we would just get on site. We'd either be on the field, pushing sleds, honestly doing
a lot of team workouts.
Yeah, because we test all the team and all the individual and all the adaptive and all the age group. We test it all.
Really?
Yeah, we test everything. Doing the team workouts were so fun because like I don't really like you like using the bob. So cool. Like, I was dying, but like
a team member.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And then the worm was super cool because I had never touched it before. I remember everyone else was like, been on a team, and Dave just kept yelling like, "Right arm under," because I like couldn't figure it out. And I was like, and I left that workout gassed because I was just mentally being just like,
holding your breath,
"Don't mess this up." So he's like, "I want this one done, and I want it done well." And I'm like, "Maybe I'm not the one then." Like,
Do you remember which one it was?
Yeah, it was like, I think worm, clean and jerks, and ring
out
muscle
on
ups. On the field.
Yeah, that was a bad workout. That
synchro ring, muscle ups, worm, clean and jerk, and...
Is that the one you tested 9 times?
And the sled, and the bob. It was bob.
Yeah,
was
I think it had all of those. Yeah. So that was cool. We tested a variation of like crossover, no dubs and stuff like a bunch of times.
Yeah, okay.
The one with the heavy rope, we were like going back and forth on like what we was going to...
Heavy rope versus single... a regular crossover doubler. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I think we were like going back and forth on that variation.
Taking notes.
Yeah. Really, what else?
I don't think people realize though, like, you guys do crazy volume for that. Like, were you beat up?
Oh my gosh. I had bruises and cuts. I had burns all over me. I think I lost 10 pounds that week because they don't care if it's not about us. Yeah. It's about the event. So like, if you have to go back to back to back to back to back workouts all day and you only have 15 minutes between each one to quickly eat something, like, it's not about your recovery.
Yeah.
If you're gassed, you just ask someone else to step in for you.
Is there substitutes, are there?
Because there's six of us.
Okay, so you'd have two extra people.
Yeah, so if someone's doing a team workout, and we pick and choose, like if there's something that clearly I was brought on to do, they'll be like, hey, we want you to do this individual workout. Mm-hmm. But if it's the one that's not for you, you might just get to sit out for a workout or two.
Did you get excited when you got to sit out?
Honestly, no. I hate sitting out. Like, no way. I hated it. I wanted to do all the workouts. They're like, who wants to test this? I'm like, me. I'm like, I want to test this.
What did you think about Victor when he did his gymnastics?
Oh my gosh. Video? I was honestly like, screw you. Screw you, Victor.
Did you ever see the video of him doing it?
Is this the handstand?
So cool.
Yeah, the handstand workout. Like, it was, you should go watch it because I've never seen anyone better at gymnastics than that guy.
Yeah.
Does he have a gymnastics background?
Did one of the guys like do something faster than the individual guys did? Did that ever happen?
I think that was Victor.
That was him. Yeah. He destroyed everyone. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what level it is, but he's like as high as you can get in gymnastics in Europe.
Like currently?
He's like a national level.
Like not too
gymnast.
Long ago. Like it wasn't like where you did gymnastics when you were five.
When
you're 10 years whatever old. It is. Like I think recently he was pretty good.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Sid was a level 10 gymnast.
No, I was
Oh,
not.
You were not?
I think I was level 8.
Dang. Did you feel like you wish you took the last two?
No, okay. I hated gymnastics.
How long did you do it? How old were you?
I did it since I was really young until like freshman in high school.
And what's, how old's that? I don't know what this world is.
Oh, freshman, I don't like, even
do
know.
Like 13? 14 or 15?
I have no idea.
Yeah, probably 14 or 15.
Man, that sounds a lot older when you say freshman. I just think, dang.
Like, yeah, 14, that's so young.
That is
that's
young.
Crazy.
So what do you guys use? What skills do you go years, like year 1 to 12?
Yeah, and we just go like, and we say like grade 1, grade 2, grade 12.
I'll get it wrong.
I feel like you got Australia,
well, we're
Canada.
Part of the Commonwealth. We're part of the Commonwealth. That's a thing.
Okay.
See, when
America.
America. What do you mean? There's something else outside
I'm from America.
So we've made it through the Open. You guys, how are you feeling about getting closer into the season? Like, we're working with Jen and Tom McCoy. Are you guys fully, like, into the nutrition? You're into the blood work? You're into the everything with them? How's that going now with recovery?
Yeah, we've been working with them for a little bit now, and honestly, now that we're like in season, I feel like just taking all of those little details and really focusing on them is huge for me. I love tracking my macros. That's something that like is so easy for me to do, but makes me feel so good. So with working with them, we've just like dialed all those little like details in. So I'm making sure I'm hitting like almost to a T every single day, the exact macros that I want. In the off season, I leave it very open-ended. Mm-hmm. I still track, but I give myself a range. Just if I'm not as hungry one day, I'll eat less. If I'm more hungry, I just don't want to put any extra pressure on myself in the off season. But now that we're like in season, I love being like 100% dialed in.
Wow.
So yeah,
and let's do a snapshot of like a whole day. We'll start with you and give you more time.
Okay.
I think people
are honestly intrigued by this. Like, this is a common question that I
like what we eat in a day.
Yeah, I think they're just
do your day. Like, you wake up, regular training day.
Okay. Wake up, I have a cup of coffee, and then I'll make breakfast. I usually do a bagel and a half. Two bagels.
Bagel and a half.
Yeah.
That's
so
a psychopath move,
man.
Right there. So
what
you
do
just
you mean?
Leave the other half.
So I always have a bagel and a half. Oh my god, again.
So if there's six bagels, then
All right, Sid, with the math over there. All right.
My bagels only have five.
I think I get
oh,
six.
Oh, really?
If you buy the
I'm gonna go where you go.
Thomas brand bagels.
I love Thomas.
Those are the best. And they're big too.
Do you get
it's
Thomas?
Pretty good.
Are they?
They're like,
oh, we know this?
They're the most like basic bagel.
They're
brand.
Good.
Where do you get them from?
Anywhere.
Like every store.
Oh, okay.
I'm like
Kroger's.
You won't find them at Whole Foods.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, you can't.
Because we have bagels. I'm going to find out there. Thomas.
Okay.
Thomas?
Thomas bagels.
Thomas bagels.
All right,
so
continue.
One and a half Thomas bagels.
Okay.
Specifically that brand.
We're back there. Dang.
Cream cheese. One of the bagels has jam, eggs, and turkey.
Turkey bacon.
not that nasty. It's
just turkey.
Just turkey.
How do you do that?
Like, I literally, like in a pan.
Okay.
Like lunch meat.
Correct. Just
don't judge. Keep going.
It's... You probably will have this face lunch multiple times. Meat. Yes, and I just
What's
like...
lunch meat?
Okay. Wait, he's like, guys, so like, Shane's lived in the U.S. for a long time.
Like, are we talking just like a ham?
Correct, but I put it on a pan.
Don't make the face.
That's like bacon then.
You asked her. You asked her to open up, and now you're judging her.
So now the rest I'm going to be like...
Mad. It's happening right here.
They're never going to come back on the show if we...
Oh, I'm sorry. But like,
you
that's,
eat
okay.
that? Oh my God.
Shane's like, we got to have a chat with you being proven from now.
We're going to make a comment here. We're going to make adjustment in this.
All right. Well, we're still at breakfast, so continue.
And that's my breakfast. Breakfast is like 900 calories. I like to eat a lot, like first thing in the morning. It's like 100 grams of carbs, just under 15 protein, and like 25 fat. Okay. That's like, makes me feel good. Then I'll bring another cup of coffee to the gym. Usually drink that throughout my morning session. I usually snack on those like Go-Go Squeeze pouches. And
throughout the day?
Yeah. And those Z-bars.
Oh, Z-bars. If you guys don't know about Z-bars,
I do not.
Where do you buy them?
Me either.
Like Kroger's?
They're
think you can get them literally
kids.
Anywhere.
Protein bars, but they're the most delicious thing you ever had.
They're so
kids
easy.
So they're only like that big.
And they're not really protein bars, I
guess. Nope, they're just like granola bars. They've probably got 2 grams of protein in them.
And they're soft.
Are they? I like
yeah,
them soft.
Iced oatmeal.
Iced oatmeal, yep.
I like them soft. I don't like them that crunchy. You, just
you would
no,
you'd be addicted to these.
Wedged in the back of your teeth.
Do you eat one of those or just one and a half and then you save the other?
Oh,
and
no,
then just like wrap it up. And
oh, save that.
Just one. Just one.
Lunch.
For lunch, I have oatmeal. And then my snack when I'm training in the afternoon is figs. I love figs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like dried?
Yeah, dried figs. I love dried fruit. So dried
this
mangoes or dried.
This is awesome that we asked. Like, this is different.
I didn't know all this.
That's so funny because I literally eat this every single day at the exact same time. So this is like figs are like a 2:30 snack.
Now we know.
Is this a safe space? I know weeks ago I saw cookies.
Yeah. So. So this is actually good. Cookies are out now.
I love the way you say cookies.
So
were you hoping she would share?
Well, I was waiting for that to fit in the picture. But I want this new
Shane, shut up.
So cookies are off season. No, this
okay.
is safe. We're good.
Okay.
Cookies are now...
They look
they
tasty.
Don't, they're so
the
good.
The open hits cookies go away.
Honestly, yes.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What? You just see Sydney mad.
No,
she's
yeah, because...
in the trash can just dumping all of her cookies out.
I'm a...
Takes a bite every now and again.
100%, I could bulk so easily. Like, I have no problem putting on weight. That will never be an issue. So, unfortunately, cookies go.
Okay.
For the open, we replace them with figs.
Well, it's awesome that you're quite disciplined. If you could just go cold on it overnight, that's crazy good.
It's because, like, you have the whole off season to do whatever you want.
Yep.
And I know how good I feel in season. Mm-hmm. So, like, it sucks, but, like, at what cost? You know what I mean? Figs are fine.
So, okay. Figs are fine.
All right, so dinner?
Protein
now?
Shake on the way home
okay.
or a protein bar so
wow.
I don't get hangry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dinner is...
What protein do you take currently?
I am just using... I honestly switch back and forth. I think it's called Dimatize.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm. Solid.
There's this protein that we got to try.
Yeah. Anyway. She had a brand that could give her some protein, we'll work on that.
We'll work on that. We'll plug that later.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Just
so,
like... re-put it in. What protein do you take?
Yeah.
All of a sudden there's
going to
be a tub right here.
Like, you could try this and just slide it forward.
Brandon can do a voiceover on that. That's fine.
And then dinner is rice, chicken, green beans. I'm on a huge green bean kick.
Are you?
Yep.
How do you make it? They're not, like, fresh. Do you do, like, a bag?
A bag, and okay. I just boil it nice and soggy.
There you go.
And you mash it with your rice then?
No, I just do it, like, separate.
Okay.
But like chicken.
Or was
did
your
you
protein
say
chicken?
You mash it with your
I don't
fries?
Know. I'm just waiting for something savage to come out here.
Has anyone here had mashed green beans?
Rice. She's coming at you now.
Yes, in our potato where they mash it together. It's
really?
A funky looking color, but.
It's called baby food. He eats Willow's baby food. Yeah.
I do.
Oh, and then important bedtime snack. Sid and I
Wait,
were
what?
Talking.
And there's more.
Yeah, we were talking about this. It has to be something sweet.
Yeah.
So I love white chocolate. So I get these mini Reese's
Mix of dark chocolate.
I think they're called Reese's Thins or whatever.
You like peanut butter now too.
Yeah, so it's
so
white
cookies
chocolate.
Are out, but Reese's is in.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, okay. Those can stay.
I can see that. I can see that.
I need a little something before I go to bed so I can just fall
peanut
asleep
peanut butter's
peacefully.
Got protein in it. So.
It does. And they fit. They fit. So that's the main thing. So that's me.
Wow. And do you have like a refeed day or like a cheat meal day? Like, is there anything like that built in?
If I'm extra hungry, like usually on a rest day, I will definitely allow myself to eat like a couple hundred calories more.
Yeah.
But I don't go crazy on it. I feel like I already sit at like a pretty high like
do you have
baseline.
More fats on your rest day?
Or, yeah.
Like, do you change the ratio a bit? Okay.
Yeah, I definitely will go a little bit higher fat. Carbs stay the same. Protein goes up. Fat goes up a little bit if I'm extra hungry. But
okay. All right.
Sit dub.
That's a hard one. Ready?
Yeah. Well, for breakfast, obviously coffee, and then I do oatmeal with protein, raspberries, blueberries, blackberries, and almond butter.
It sounds like you do this all the time.
Every morning.
Like that's like sort of process that she has in her head. Okay, get the oatmeal out, get the blueberries.
And then I have a chicken sausage too, just for extra protein.
Wait, just by itself?
Yeah, just like I'll eat the chicken sausage and then I'll have the oatmeal.
Okay.
I'm interested to know what you have for breakfast now.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
No 2 days are the same.
Open up the fridge, whatever we got. That's what you're...
Will I, can I have some of yours? Sorry. So breakfast, coffee, then you have that.
Yeah, oatmeal and chicken sausage.
And that calorie-wise, is it sort of the same, around that 900 mark? Or is it
I honestly, I think it's around 800 or 900.
Okay. And you eat the same thing every day too?
Yeah. Same. Okay. Literally every day it's the same. And then I'll come here.
She's a cyborg. She just...
Both of them.
Yeah.
Just morphing into one person.
After like an hour or two of training, I'll have a protein bar. I've been eating Grab the Golds. I love them so much.
Yeah.
And then...
Is that a protein bar?
I think it's the same as a like, Z bar.
Okay. It has like 5 to 7 grams.
Like the definition is it's more than 1 gram. It's a protein bar. Yeah.
Snickers bar, they've got some protein in them.
Yeah.
Sorry, yep. So.
And then I'll have lunch around like 1. It's rice, ground turkey, and sweet potato.
She's had this ever since I've met her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Seriously, it's so good.
What did you say? And did you add your sauce?
Oh, sometimes I have honey mustard, but that's only if I do chicken.
This was the first time that I saw Sid eating lunch. She just had her Chick-fil-A like container of sauce. Yeah. And I thought it was Chick-fil-A sauce. I'm like, I don't know if we should be doing that. What
no,
is
it's
it?
The
which
best
sauce?
Honey mustard.
Honey mustard. Yep. I agree. Yeah. Hey, we're on the same page.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate Chick-fil-A sauce.
No. Stop.
Oh, it's so good.
It's you like mayo based, and I hate mayo. I used to like it, and then when I found that out, I was like, no more.
Yeah, that's right. You don't like mayo.
Mm-mm.
Do you like Chick-fil-A?
Of course she does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure we're on the same page.
She probably drinks a gallon of that lemonade.
Yeah.
Oh, the diet lemonade.
I kind of stopped because I was like, I think I might get a cavity.
Yeah.
From that lemonade.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, yep.
All right, back to your meals.
So where are we? So we're at lunch, 1 o'clock?
After lunch. So it depends what time I finish training. If I finish like around like 3:30, I'll have like a second lunch.
Okay.
And that's like a bagel with eggs and turkey bacon.
Do you toast this bagel?
Of course.
Do you eat a full bagel? Or?
Oh, wait, this is at home.
A full bagel.
This is at home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll go home and make it. But then if training ends around like 4:30, then I'll just use the carbs and protein and stuff that I didn't use for lunch and just add it into my dinner. So I'll just make it bigger. So dinner is always like rice, sometimes chicken and steak. I like a mixture of both, and broccoli and sweet potatoes.
Okay. All right. What's your late night treat?
It's yogurt and vanilla mush with granola.
Vanilla mush. Oh, the oat stuff?
Yeah, like the overnight oats.
Overnight oats. And then what was the last one, sorry?
Granola.
Granola. Huh.
And I'll have like one little slice of chocolate.
What kind?
Oh, there it is. Isn't it? Like, I forgot to mention.
Yeah, one bar of chocolate I eat.
The one little piece of chocolate that I don't
get. Is it dark chocolate?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like, I can't even remember.
What?
White is
amazing.
Diabolical. No.
People are either for it or so against it.
Do you like white chocolate?
Yeah. I feel like I have dark chocolate because people say it's healthier, but I'm like, is it really like that much
when they say wine is healthy?
Yeah,
yeah. Definitely drink
like,
a whole bottle.
I would much prefer milk chocolate, but.
Yeah.
White chocolate's so good.
Yep.
I'm glad you're on board with that.
I'm 100% on that.
I think we're 100% on board.
I'd have dark chocolate too. Like, who am I kidding? But, like, I'm on pink chocolate at this point.
Yeah.
If we get the breakfast in, that's probably a win.
Oh, no, I'll get the breakfast in.
What do you have?
Oh, okay, about me. So I wouldn't suggest this for anyone, really. But, like, and I will preface, like, can we just start doing these things? Yeah. Oh, but
safe space.
Yeah, safe space. So Tia and my breakfast, completely different. I don't know if you could recognize that. Yeah. But she'd have, can I do hers?
Or yeah, I want to know hers.
Hers? Oh, we'll have to get her on. But she does the bagel, but not a bagel and a half. Because I try to make it, because then I can, like, keep, like, I count it. I'm more precise. Like, I'm more pedantic about that stuff. Tia's like, give or take. You know, like, that looks about that. So then I try to make it most times, and I'm up first. So then she'll have a bagel, two eggs. She likes them fried at the moment, and not sunny side up. So then I'll sear both sides of the eggs.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it hard. So then I do that. Butter, a little bit of butter. I'm actually weaning that off a little bit, so don't tell her. Because she loves it buttery, you know? Like,
it's like the cookies as the season progresses, less butter.
I just like wean off the butter. And then I'll cut up some strawberries, so like a handful of strawberries or blueberries. I'll go back and forth. And then lately with Willow's breakfast, what I've been doing is like half a smashed banana, some flour and an egg, and I'll whisk that up and make like a pancake. And then like Willow will have that and Tia will have one too. I'm sort of in that concept of like, oh, we got to test this food and make sure it's good enough for Willow to eat too, you know? Aww. So I'll have one of them and then she'll have a bit of maple. She helps herself with the serving of maple. I think I'm going to start helping her soon. She's getting carried away. But like she'll have that. She'll have coffee too. No, I won't do that one. And then that's about breakfast. My breakfast.
Okay, for the next episode.
My breakfast is pretty like different. So like this morning I had like a whisk some eggs and I add this like chili jam. Mm. So I put it in the fry pan and then I add a bit of chili jam like, and then it sort of makes it a bit spicy. And then I had some leftover coconut rice last night. And I have a bit of rice and egg for breakfast.
What about that?
That's so random.
It was
that's
good, though. It's very Asian.
What about that banana bread?
Oh, yeah. Last night I made banana bread because our bananas are going off.
Oh, so I have to make it. I've got
to act quickly. Well, not too quick.
There's only one way to get rid of them.
What? Yeah.
What, chocolate chips in it?
I did put chocolate chips in it. Okay, Nick. We're a team.
You didn't bring me any.
They can't eat it.
But
that's breakfast. So it does change. The Tears is pretty regimented for the most part. Quite consistent like you guys. Mine's just like whatever's leftovers to get me through.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you want to go yours?
No, I don't know. It's whatever's in the fridge today.
Okay.
But chicken sausage, that's got to be.
But what about sleep then? Let's pivot pretty hard on this. Mm-hmm. Sleep. How many hours do you think you guys would get throughout the season? Like where we are, just post-open, training for quarters coming up. What do we got?
So I'm in bed for 10 hours.
Okay. So that's flicking through the book or that's straight 10 hours?
Don't answer poorly, Tom and Jenna.
I am in bed for 10 hours, but my Oura Ring says I'm awake. I'm awake for 2 hours every night.
Do you scroll on your phone when you're
no,
in bed?
No, so actually this is something Tom taught me.
Yep.
The bed is for sleep. And so like when I go
You didn't
up,
know that before? Oh, wow!
No, I make it a point that like when I'm downstairs watching TV, I'm like, this is it for my phone. And then when I go up to bed, okay. I don't touch my phone.
And cold room.
Yeah.
Dark room.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear the glasses?
No.
Okay.
I actually wear them while I brush my teeth because like when I'm downstairs, I'll just walk upstairs and put them on, brush my teeth, and then go to bed. So I only wear them for
1 minute a day.
What are these glasses?
Like blue blockers.
Oh, okay. But
they're not blue at all.
Right? They're red.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Like Taylor wears them at
I'll
home.
I'll never
and I'm like,
forget seeing pictures of her wearing them.
They're like something out of the 70s, right? You know, where they're just a loud looking.
Just a stoner in his van.
Sid will show you a photo of her in a later.
Well, if you put them on, you can't see anything normal. Like, the color is all changed. Yeah. So you can't really watch
TV.
Hence
the blue blocking.
But it blocks more than blue sometimes, doesn't it, Sid? It blocks out 3/4 of
falling down the stairs.
Yeah. I'm going to start doing these ones.
Do you wear them?
I've worn them before.
That's so funny. I gotta try these on.
Have you ever worn them at all?
No.
Oh, yeah. You gotta talk to Tom. He'll get you hooked up.
Yeah, yeah.
So how's your sleep?
I think my sleep's really good. I don't track it. Like, I don't have an Oura Ring or anything like that. But I'm definitely in my bed for longer. Like, I don't do this. The bed is for sleeping. I will get into my bed at 7, and I will stay there until I wake up, like, at 7.
Wait, so you're 7 to 7?
Yeah, nice. but I don't fall asleep at 7. Gotcha. Like, I'll probably fall asleep at 9.
Okay.
But I'm sleeping.
What's the cutoff? Is it you just get tired, or you say 9 is, that's the cutoff?
I usually get tired at, like, 8:30, so it's probably, like, a very natural 8:30 to 9.
Yeah.
My phone's, like, going away.
What's the vice of choice? Is it TikTok? Is it Instagram? Yeah. Just scrolling.
But you've also got a hobby.
I do.
Do you do that?
I like to crochet in the morning. Crochets.
She's making Bruce a sweater.
She made Willow an awesome beanie.
Yeah. She's pink one. Very talented.
Thank you. Crocheting and knitting, I try and do that at night, but honestly, I'm so tired that I just need to do something mindless. I do scroll on TikTok. That's my guilty pleasure for sure.
Yeah.
But I do watch Netflix, so I like to just bring my laptop in my bed and just, like, completely do whatever I want. Yeah. I feel like it's just such nice me time, like, I also live with a roommate, so I feel like I'm respectful of her space. So sometimes if she's outside, I like to just go into, like, my room and, like, watch my TV and, like, do my thing. But I sleep, like, a very solid 10 hours. And then in the morning, I'm doing, like, an hour of crochet before I'm making my breakfast.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, warm up for the day?
Yeah. I, like, literally wake up and I'm like, I want to crochet right now. And I wake up, I make my coffee, and I'm, like, laser focused. And I'm, like, sometimes I'm FaceTiming my parents, and I'm, like, stop talking. And I'm, like, crochet.
So you CrossFit to provide for your crocheting career?
Yes. Yes, because I got to go to Michael's and get my...
You have to fund it.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to put Bruce in that sweater.
So is this another thing? As the season progresses, you crochet less or more?
Honestly, more, because I stopped going out.
Okay, you have more time.
You've shut it down, haven't you?
I've completely shut it down. Yesterday I said, I'm not going out again until after semis.
To Broadway the other day. How did you like that?
It was a wild experience.
Is that your first time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so fun. Like, Sid and I were saying before, like, we both enjoy that. Like, we love going out. Like, before I did CrossFit, I was very much like, every weekend I'm going out with my friends. And, like, I love that environment. But I feel like as I've gotten more serious with CrossFit, like, my social battery just dies so quick. So that week was so fun. And I love that it was, like, right before the start of, like, everything happening with the season, the open, all that type of stuff. So now I'm like, I'm not going out again until after semis. So crochet goes.
Shut it down.
Yeah,
we go
Mad Monday. She doesn't know about that.
What's that?
Yeah, we'll do that.
Maybe we should tell her later.
Yeah, don't you worry about
it
right now.
And start crocheting.
You just keep doing your job, and we'll tell you about it later.
That sounds good.
Well, let's pivot pretty hard.
Well, let's do it.
Okay.
What are we doing?
So we spoke about this yesterday. We said, hey, like, let's bring out a quote of the day, like, something that you guys, a quote that first thing comes to your mind, or a quote that you guys hold on to. I don't know if you guys got one. Maybe we'll start with Sydney M.
Yeah. Okay. So I was thinking about this a little bit, and one that I always fall back on is one from Jocko, and I love Jocko, but it's his basic premise of discipline equals freedom. And I think that's just, like, something that I've been trying to, like, incorporate more into my life. I feel like I'm very disciplined and focused in the gym, but sometimes my, like, personal life outside of the gym does not reflect that.
Really?
It's, like, very polar opposite.
But it doesn't sound like it from, like, honestly, your nutrition, your sleep patterns.
Thanks, but that's all, like, I consider that
right
in the gym.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like,
all right. Okay.
Yeah, so anything that is, like, involved with being successful in CrossFit, I will be dialed in 100%. But then things that I don't think matter or fall, like, into me being successful in what I'm trying to do, I kind of, like, let slip. So, like, responding to emails or keeping my space clean or making sure I'm catching up with my friends and just like stuff like that, I will kind of like put to the side. But I've been trying to incorporate just like discipline in all areas of my life. So I'm more like relaxed and able to do more of the things I want to do. And I've been seeing like just a lot of like, I don't know if it's more of like a relaxed feeling when I'm in the gym, because I feel like the other stuff is just being taken care of. And I totally relate to like that freedom part, because I can be here longer because I know that things are taken care of, yep, like at home, or like I have the space to like spend the whole day on the couch on Sunday because I did X, Y, and Z the other days of the week. So yep, that one is kind of like a quote that I always come back to when I'm trying to like incorporate into my life, especially this season.
Was that something you found in CrossFit, or did you feel like, so same scenario with volleyball, let's mm-hmm. say, right? Were you that way when volleyball season was happening, or did this happen? So you were always like that?
I've like always been like this. Okay, I've been cool, like hyper focused on one aspect, and that's all I'll think about. And then anything that I don't think relates to that thing will just like fall off.
Yeah.
But it's such a holistic approach. Everything. It's like what you said the other day, like how you do anything is how you do everything. That's another part of it. So why would your space be messy if you don't want the space in here to be messy? You know what I mean? Like, that's clean, this is clean. How you do that is how you'll be in here. So
boom, wrap it up. There it was.
Just don't drop the mic. Okay.
All right, Sid.
Okay. So mine, I kind of discovered like right when I started competing in CrossFit, and I feel like what I struggled with the most at that time was fear. And so whenever I would come back to this quote, it was kind of just like calming and it relaxed me. So it's a man who struggles with fear is already, wait, hold on. I'm getting nervous and I'm messing it up.
Okay. Start over. You had one shot.
I like that. But I love the buildup. That was awesome. Like, go on. Tell me more.
A man who fears struggling is already struggling from what he fears.
Yeah. I like that.
So I love that one. It just relaxes me anytime I'm like nervous for a workout or something. I just think about that.
So same thing. You, college track was very, I'm sure you were very involved. Like, you took that very seriously, but then mm-hmm. you had a big break. How many years was it between when you started with us and then track?
4.5
Okay, so that's a good amount of time, right? Yeah. Where you're not really competing in anything. You don't really have anything to fear on a daily basis, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you weren't fearing work while you were doing that.
Only a few months.
But was that something that took a while to kick in when you were, like, so let's say it was 2022, I guess, would be your first official year mm-hmm. with us. How did that come about, and how did you start changing your mindset to be an athlete rather than just going through a normal life where you can just go home and relax and do your thing?
Yeah, I think I was just, like, scared of everything, like, of a workout, of a competition, mm-hmm. of, like, I was also had a full-time job, so I was, like, really stressed out all the time. So I just, like, worked myself up over something that, like, should not have been something to stress about. Yeah. So, yeah, I just started thinking about that and how, like, I'm just making way more of a situation than it needs to be. And so it would just kind of relax me.
Have you found – so it's a tough one, right? Because have you found the repetition builds into that to where you fear less?
Like, sure.
Like, ring muscle-ups, for example, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think every time that they were programmed for your first couple of years, you probably wanted to go hide in a corner, right? Like, it is just one of those things where now you can walk in there and you just crush them. Like,
yeah.
And you have new fears now, I'm sure. But, like, it's one of those things where do you look back and you say, man – I didn't realize I'm not fearing these things anymore. And psychologically, they're just kind of going away the more I do them.
Yeah, for sure. That's cool. I definitely think repetition helps as well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to get into the last part?
Ooh, rapid fire.
Mm. Ooh, this is what I've been like.
This is our first one ever on the Proven Podcast. Rapid fire questions. Okay. Who's reading them?
I've got sweet palms.
Yep.
Are we going like back and forth?
Yeah. Nick, how do you want to do this? Back and forth? Or do we want to go one person completely? And they block their ears.
Let's go back and forth.
Okay.
Back and forth. Okay. Yep. So I've got a timer on the back side of the room there. You guys can see that. We're going to see how fast and how many we can get through. And if we need, I might even pause. We might even pause. If the answer is preposterous, we might just actually dive deep.
To make fun of you?
No fun.
But like, we have to dig into this one.
Yes. We'll put a pin in it. We'll come back at the
end. We may learn a lot about you here.
Okay. Starting in three. Stand by. And we'll go left to right, right?
Okay.
Okay.
M, then W. Yeah. Right, already. Favorite music genre to train to right now?
Country.
Like pop.
Pop, okay.
I don't really know what you call it these days, but.
Neither do I. We'll come back. Pin in it. Favorite sports team?
Ooh, Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
I don't know what sport that is.
It's okay, it's football. Canadian football.
Okay, perfect.
So it's not really football.
Ew. Well,
what is it, soccer a debate. Or football?
It's football.
American football.
It's.
That one, okay.
How does that sound? American Canadian football.
Isn't it?
It's CFL, it's
a global sport. If you call it a world championship, we got to acknowledge other countries are doing it. Right?
Probably some high school teams in Texas that could beat them, but we won't. We'll...
Yeah, go but ahead, great. Sid.
Yeah, that's their team.
That's my team.
Yeah, that's
I'm rolling with it.
I guess at the moment, the New York Jets.
New York Jets, okay. Favorite post-games meal. So after CrossFit Games, what are we having?
I like donuts and
I like donuts.
A margarita.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like I always go for Mexican.
Mexican, okay. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Early bird.
Neither.
What? Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I don't wake up early and I don't go to sleep
she's
late.
She's just alive.
I'm going to call early bird 7 a.m.
Yeah, okay. Where do you operate best? Like
in the morning.
Okay. Snatch or clean and jerk?
Clean and jerk.
Okay.
Clean and jerk.
Wow, okay, we're going to do more snatch, it sounds like. Prefer AMRAPs or EMOMs?
EMOM.
EMOM.
Yeah, AMRAPs. That's crazy, people.
That's insane.
Box jumps or burpees?
Box jumps.
Box jumps.
Handstand push-ups or muscle-ups?
Muscle-ups.
Handstand push-ups.
Okay. This is an interesting one. Would you rather go to the CrossFit Games or go to the Olympics?
Ooh, that's really tough. Honestly, for like where I'm at, like I have to say CrossFit Games. I don't feel like I have an interest in an Olympic sport right now.
That's a good answer.
I'm probably... I feel like the world I live in now is just like solely CrossFit Games is the most important.
Okay, so I've got my last question here because of just where we're at the time. It's coming up to the 75-second mark, so we're a bit over. Are you sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Savory.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. We went
I didn't see that one coming.
Well, I don't know, Nick. This is all I have unless you got some more fast questions or you want to summarize
no, I think that was
package
good.
This up and put a bow on it at the end of it?
Yeah, I think this was, did you guys have fun with
this?
Yeah. Is this good? Mm-hmm. You guys are one of our first, well, you are our first guests, I guess.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah. Other than that failed attempt.
Unless this doesn't come out. We may just cut the whole thing. So we'll see. But thanks for being here, guys. This is cool. I think we'll do it a lot more as the season goes on. I think it's something that gives you guys a good platform to just kind of chill out, let people get to know you a little bit. Is there anything like plug your social media? Do you want to tell people? Follow you? Follow along?
Sure. Follow at Sid sure. Mikalishan.
I'm going to jump in on
no
this.
No hesitation.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. That's SYD.
My email address is. If you have
my
anything
TikTok
free.
Is, you can follow me on TikTok at. Yeah.
Do you have a TikTok?
Yeah. It's rough, but yeah.
Well, next episode, we'll build it up.
We'll dive into that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think we've got nothing else to say, guys. We're very fortunate for you guys to come here. Full day of training today, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this does not stop or change anything.
Yeah, we are jumping right into it. If you guys have any questions for the Sydneys, drop below a comment, and on the next episode, we'll tackle them. Be nice to them.
Again, guys, please like, subscribe to our channel. We're going to frequently do podcasts. Hopefully get 2 or 3 of these out a month. Put a comment down below of what you liked. Dive deeper into for the next episode. But for now, take care. All the best. See you later.
Thank you.